Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Lamed Daleth in the Art School Hizvahadur edition. Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Dalet, starting at Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Sog the Gemara Bavol b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanino. Kol shem mumoy nikar merav yomtev v'loy tir mumche la b'yomtev ein zim ben amuchon. So referring to the Mishnah that says that if you have a pchor and the pchor fell into a pit, a pchor is a korban unless it has a blemish. So in order to allow to shecht erev yomtev, you have to make sure there's a blemish. It says that you have to check the blemish in erev yomtev according to Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, even if the blemish was there before yomtev, but it was not checked before yomtev, is also going to be usur to shecht erev yomtev according to Reb Shimon. So as the Gemara about Tani, we learned in the Braiso, egil b'chor, you have a calf which is a pchor. Who is born from a treifa is mutter. Even though the mother you can't eat because it's treifa, but the vlad is mutter. But how is it mutter? It's a pchor. And the pchor wasn't mutter before Yom Tev. It was not checked by a mumche, by an expert. So the way the Pnei Moshe explains it is the Poshim Shat, which means the mumche did check it. He was not supposed to check it, but he did check it. Because he did check it, so we allow it. Reb Chaim explains that he checked it immediately when the calf came out to the world. It was not even one moment that was mukze. Therefore, it's mutter. Also, Uvda Kamei Rav Emi, the story came from Rav Emi. And the question was, a pchor that fell into a pit, are you allowed to check the blemish on Yom Tov or not? So he wanted to say, V'sover Meimar, Rabbi Rav Shimon, Alok Yabudu, we pass like a Yabudu and it's mutter, as our Mishnah says. I said, Yishayim, Masniso, he brought a Baiso, to Bar Kappa, Midurayim, from Bar Kappa in the south, V'tana Choy Moimim, Kol Shemum, Nikar, Me'ev Yantiv, V'loy Tir, Mumche, Ela B'Yantiv, if you have, even if the blemish was there before Yantiv, but it wasn't, an expert did not allow it until Yantiv, Ein Zim, Minamuchon, it's not considered to be Muchon, it's not a mutter. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, the Kibla the Chazar Bey. So Rav Emi accepted this Braisa and he changed his mind and he asked her this Bchor to Shecht it on Yom Tov. Today's the Gemara, Oysoy Vizbnoi. Oysoy Vizbnoi is a din, I mean, they're Raiso. When you have a mother and its fetus and its offspring, you can't Shecht it the same day. Even though Oysoy Vizbnoi is Loshon Zachar, which means the male, but it refers to the female, refers to the mother. Now in this case, you have Oysoy Vizbnoi, Shinofu Labor, that both fell into a pit. You can't Shecht both, you can Shecht only one. So what are you going to do? So you should bring the first one out and you're going to shecht it, either the mother or the offspring. You shecht that one. The second one, he's going to feed it in order to prevent it from dying. But you cannot bring up the second one because you can't shecht it. He will take the first one with the mindset saying, I want to shecht it. But he won't shecht it. He will do aroma. Aroma here means he brings the first one. I want to shecht it. But once he brings it up, he says, "You know what? I actually want the second one. That's the aroma. I changed my mind. I think the second one is better." And that's both animals will be out of the pit. And even if he did not shecht neither of them in the end, it's still okay. Meaning he brought up one and he went to say, "I'm going to shecht it." Then he didn't shecht it. He said, "Do the second one." He brought the second one, and then he could say, "You know what? I decided not to shecht neither of them." This aroma, this trickery, is mutter. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer seemed to contradict himself. Tamun roim emutu laharim, which means the Masechet Pesachim allows haroma. And by us, he does not do haroma when you have the two animals falling to the barn. Here he says, Asur, what's the case there in Pesachim? You have a doe which is tummy. So you can, if you do a fresh challah from it, the challah, nobody can eat it because it's a challah tmeo. So what are you going to do on Pesach? If you're mafish the challah, you can't bake the challah. So what's going to happen to the challah? It'll become chametz. It's going to be over and bali yoreh, bali matzah. To bake the challah is also because nobody can eat it. You can't do it in Yom Tov. So what should you do? And you can't have a solution to burn it because you're not allowed to bring kachim in Yom Tov. So the Gemara there brings a solution. The solution is that you put in all the pieces of breads into the oven. And you say, I'm not sure which one will be challah, which one will not. So therefore he bakes all of them. And then one of them, it makes sure that they don't become chametz, all stay as matzah. And one of them he designates later to be a challah. That's the aroma, that's the trickery, because one of them will be challah. But he bakes each one of them because maybe it will not be challah. And Rabbi Blazer is the one who says over there he could do it. Rabbi Shua comes and argues. Says, Rabbi Blazer contradicts himself. Answers the Gemara, Tama Mishum Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze. There I have a problem. If you don't do this trick, so then the challah will become chametz, is Gibi Oiv Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze. So then I allow to do the aroma. Hacha Ma'isach. But here, shecht only one animal. The other animal, you'll feed it, and maybe it will be a little monetary loss. But not more than that, and therefore he doesn't allow it. Sigmo Mechavishitas Rabbi Yeshua. I also have a contradiction in Rabbi Shua. Tamunoimer also lying. The year of Pesach, it is not allowed to do this trick of putting the challah into the oven. For Achoim and Mutal Ayim by us, regarding the Bukhar that fell into the bar, he does allow to take both animals out of the bar. Answers the Gemara, Ma'aviti kan shvus, the kan chayav chatos. Meaning by Bukhar, it's only mukse. The idea of mukse is a dinder abundance, shvus. There, it's a yisod deraiso of baking on Yom Tov. When you burn something shlo yitzoyach, it's a chiyuv of Yom Tov. As Reb Chaim points out, it's not chayav chatas, no chatas by Yom Tov, chatas lav davka, but it means it's there raiso. Omar Beis Balboin, hocha kedei lachus al nechseyon shel Yisrael. Another answer. By us, it's in order to make sure that people won't have a monetary loss. That is also a problem that we're concerned about. It's a big concern. We chas al nechseyon shel Yisrael. Tamon ma'isach, but there, what's the big issue? Just to allow it to be chometz on its own. And he holds, it's not such a problem by your Bali Matzah, because he's not doing it. They also brought these two answers, one like the first answer, one like the second answer. The one didn't specify what each one said. But these are the two answers to explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Lamed Aleph.